Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. If you love college football, this is the place to be right now because we're going to talk with Zach Durfee from the Washington Huskies, former Dawson Boyd athletic standout and now playing Division I college football. And he joins us by phone from Seattle, right, Zach?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, congratulations on an outstanding season that the Huskies had this year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, quite an experience for you, huh?
Yeah, crazy experience.
Just to let our listeners know, Zach graduated from Dawson Boyd High School in 2020, right, Zach?
Yep.
All right, yeah, bear with me now. I'm gonna do some of your accomplishments at Dawson Boyd High School. You were named All Camden Conference Team for 3 years in a row. You played quarterback and wide receiver for the Blackjacks. And you're also named to the Marshall Independent Newspaper All-Area First Team. But I remember you more, Zach, as a standout basketball player. You averaged over 21 points and 10 rebounds as a senior. What was your experience like playing for the Blackjacks?
Yeah, it was good. I would say I was definitely more of a basketball player. You're definitely right about that. Probably mainly due to my senior year, I broke my leg, so I didn't even get to play football. But, yeah, my experience at Dawson was really good. I enjoyed my time there with the people I got to meet. And
you remember any memorable basketball games that you had with the Blackjacks?
Oh, I remember my junior year, probably when we beat Lacaparl in at SMSU. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, anytime you can beat Lacaparl, right?
Yeah.
that's a good friendly rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so you graduated from Dawson. What was the plan, Zach, for you? I know you wanted to go out and play college sports. Was it more basketball than football at the time?
Yeah, so football wasn't even in the question. I didn't even consider that at the time. So I was actually committed at one point to play basketball at Gustavus Adolphus University, the D3 school.
Yeah.
And just with COVID and everything around that time, I just decided, like, wasn't sure if I really wanted to do that, and yeah, I just enrolled like very last minute, probably within the last few days I even had to go to North Dakota State.
And to play basketball?
No, just to be a normal student.
Oh, just okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So then you transferred from NDSU to Sioux Falls, right?
Yep. After I went to NDSU for a semester. And then after that first semester, I withdrew to come home and just, I guess, I pretty much just told my parents, if they could trust me, I'm just going to train and I'm going to walk on somewhere. And they trusted me and they put faith in me and I guess went from there.
And that landed you in Sioux Falls, right?
Yep. Took a walk-on visit at in like the spring and then got there in that summer.
And talk about your success at Sioux Falls. The Cougars are called, right?
Yep.
University of Sioux Falls. I understand in your very first college football game you had four quarterback sacks, is that right?
That is right, yeah.
Talk about that for a minute. Who was that against? That's something.
That was against Moorhead. What is it, MSUM?
Yep, Moorhead, Minnesota State at Moorhead, yep.
Yep. Minnesota State Moorhead. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I mean, they weren't the best team at the time, but I guess it was still pretty crazy to see, because I redshirted the year before that.
Okay.
And it was just, I guess, cool for like my family to finally see me play football. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so those were pretty cool moment.
Did you hit? I heard you hit the weight room pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably why football was never really in my like bag of ideas early on. I didn't really discover the weight room until I would say the summer going into my senior year, and then obviously I broke my leg, so I couldn't even play football that year. But yeah, the football, the weight room definitely. Changed a lot for me.
How'd you get noticed by the football coaches, or What happened there to make the
team? Are you talking about at Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls, yeah.
Yep. I actually just, like, was searching up, because I was obviously familiar with, like, some of the teams in the MSIC conference, so I was just, like, searching up who the basketball and football teams were at each school, who the recruiting coordinators were, and I would just send an email with, like, a picture of me, my height, weight, some of my lifts, and then sent them a little bit of, like, football film, then some basketball film, and then a couple teams hit back, but Sioux Falls was, yeah, probably the key one.
Good. So you had a great great time at Sioux Falls then, huh?
Yeah. Met a lot of great people, shaped me into who I am today. It was great for me.
Okay, so talk about the transfer to, from Sioux Falls to Washington. How'd that happen to the Washington Huskies?
Yeah, so took him back to, that would have been last winter. I decided, we got, all our coaches were, ended up being fired, or let go, I guess.
Yep.
And me and my family just decided that the portal would be the best option for me, because we were hearing stuff that a lot of D1 schools would be interested. So
because of what you accomplished at, what do they call it, a defensive end or an edge now?
Yeah, same thing pretty much.
Yeah.
Just depends on the defense.
Okay. What you accomplished at Sioux Falls, you got a lot of D1 looks at from that then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we decided to enter the portal and heard from a lot of schools. Definitely didn't even have enough time to speak to all of them. That's a pretty hectic time trying to visit places and stuff. But Washington had some connections a little bit, just to my previous head coach. Used to coach and is, like, best friends with Kalen DeBoer.
Okay, he's the head coach for the Washington Huskies, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, defense coordinator Chuck Morrell, he grew up in the same town as my dad, and just, like, little weird connections like that. So I know I could kind of trust him and stuff. And I took a visit, and I actually had a visit to Minnesota scheduled the day after, but I canceled that and committed when I got here.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So you're at University of Washington, going to school and playing Division I college football. That's pretty impressive, Zach. What's your experience been like at Washington?
It's been super good. I guess it was a little harder having to sit out this season due to the rules.
Yeah, tell our listeners a little bit about that, Zach. You know, because of an NCAA rule, you weren't eligible to play for most of the season. Talk about that.
Yeah, so it's called a 444 transfer waiver that you need to get. And by 444, I mean like 4 year to 4 year to 4 year. So my time at North Dakota State, when I de-enrolled and then walked on to Sioux Falls, it's considered one transfer, and then my other transfers obviously happened this past year from Sioux Falls to Washington. So you need a transfer waiver for that, and it was pretty crazy. The NCAA actually changed the rules after I was already here in classes.
Okay.
Which was pretty wild. And then we obviously put together the best, the best, like, process to combat it, and
okay.
Even then they weren't doing anything with it. And then crazy thing is, after the season, I think right as I became eligible for the bowl games, because it was like a calendar year,
yep,
they actually changed the rules so that they wouldn't even make, I think, 4-for-4s even sit out anymore, or something like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but so, yeah, that's why I had to sit out. But sitting out, I mean, it was definitely tough, but I guess it taught me a lot. I got to work on a lot of things.
Yeah, so take us behind the scene. I want to talk about the last 2 weeks that you experienced, of course, at the Sugar Bowl and the national championship game in Michigan. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But kind of take us behind the scenes, Zach, your daily routine as a Division I football player, like going to classes and when practices are, and talk about your day.
Yeah, so our our days with the Sugar Bowl and the national championship were definitely way different than a normal day, in terms that we were down in Louisiana and in Houston at team hotels, pretty much living out of there. It's like an operation. But
how about at the University of Washington, a daily routine? Yeah,
I guess, because our schedule is very different in the off season and in the season. You want like an in season?
Yeah, in season during the football season. Yeah.
Yep. So we'll probably have practice. Got to check in. Be there around maybe like 7 in the morning. So you get to the facility, eat breakfast, do all that treatment, get taped and stuff, and then we'll have a bunch of our meetings, like a bunch of different meetings, special teams, position, team, and then we'll go to a walkthrough, and then we have practice, and then after practice could be a lift or lunch, and then after that, bulk of the day, it's probably about 12 by then. That's when you go to get, like, all your classes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you have football practice in the morning and then classes in the afternoon, huh?
Yep. And then we usually come back every night at, like, 5 for meetings to watch practice again. And then that's pretty much the day.
How much downtime do you get? Do you have a social life?
I mean, in season, having a social life is definitely tough because you just have to be focused on football, but... I mean, you still get time every night to unwind into yourself.
All right, I want to talk about the Sugar Bowl against the Texas Longhorns. You got in a Division I college game on a big stage, Zach. How did that feel for you?
Honestly, it might sound crazy, but I thought it felt pretty normal.
Okay.
a lot of people like to say like it's insane, but. I mean, obviously it was a big stage, but it was just another game. Like, it was, I mean, they were playing on that stage too. It's all my teammates were. It's not, but thinking from where I came from, it's definitely pretty surreal though.
Yeah. What's it like playing in front of 80, 90,000 people? What's that like? Do you think about it, or you look around the stadium and,
wow. You don't really think about it. You're so laser focused on, like, getting the play call and doing your assignment that you don't really even have time to think about it.
Okay.
I'd say you think about it more when you're on the sideline because you can just hear it. You feel every play through the fans.
Okay. Yeah, that must be an amazing experience to play in front of that many people, and then knowing that you're on national TV as well. Does that ever cross your mind that you're on national TV?
It has before games, but never during.
Okay.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
All right. Talk about your family. I know your family was along for the ride. I follow your dad on Facebook. He was posting some awesome pictures. A great experience for you and your family, huh?
Yeah. I think it's just been super cool. Continue, like, I guess, playing sports and having another reason for, like, I don't know, I guess my family to be together and be super excited and passionate about, like, something else for a longer time until we just all do old people stuff together, I guess. But,
okay. All right.
Nah, it's been super cool, though, just to see the joy that my family gets to have is one of the reasons I just keep going. Like, that's super cool.
Yep, for sure. Well, last Monday, you played in the national championship. Of course, fell a little short with Michigan. They have an outstanding team, too. Talk about that week before the championship game. What was that like? Did you spend all week down? Was it in Houston, right?
Yep, Houston. Yeah, we got there Friday, and the game was on Monday. So we actually came, we traveled back from New Orleans to Seattle, and we were here for like a day and a half before we left. I think in hindsight, we would have went straight to Houston. But, yeah, so we were there for, what, that would have been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like three days, and then the game day.
Okay, good.
That was a lot of just meetings, practice, one, like, media day thing, and then the game. I think we did a lot more in New Orleans, because that was more bowl week-y vibes.
Right, the Sugar Bowl,
Yep.
Yeah, the Sugar Bowl. That was a nice win over Texas. What was the locker room like after that win over the Texas Longhorns?
It was pretty crazy.
A lot of celebrating, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to talk about your dad's purple tennis shoes that he bought. I saw that post. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
I don't even know what to talk about those. Even some of my teammates were making fun of me about it. He's like, oh, your dad's got his shoes ready, which is hilarious. But, yeah, I don't even know what to say about them. To be honest.
Okay.
They're cool. They're good looking.
They are. They're purple.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a great experience for your dad, Jerry, and your mom, Renee. And did Adam make it out there once in a while,
yep.
Your brother?
Yep, Adam got to the national championship game.
Oh, he did? Okay. Other family members or friends or?
Yeah, I had some aunts and uncles and family friends that got to come to the game and the Sugar Bowl.
Okay, awesome. Well, I was sitting in my living room cheering for you hard, so you made me a Washington Husky fan. I gotta get some swag now.
I can send you some.
All right. That's right. I love purple, by the way, so what an experience for you, Zach. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I just wanna mention I did a little on my research here before we went on the air here. High school football it's the largest number of high school participants in the United States. There's over a million high school football players in the country. Fewer than 7% will go on to play college football. And listen to this, Dan, only 2% get a chance to play Division I college football. And you are a part of that, Zach. We're very proud of you. And you got a couple years left in eligibility?
Yeah, should have two.
Two, great. And with the Huskies, or haven't you made that decision yet? Or how does that work with the transfer portal? Or
yeah, I'm not even thinking about transfer.
Not,
I love
okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be a Washington Husky.
Awesome. All right, Zach, I really appreciate your time. And,
no, thank you.
Yeah, good luck with the off season here. And man, if I can make it out to Washington sometime, I'm gonna. You guys play the Gophers? You got the Gophers on the schedule or anything? Or
not this year. No, we don't.
Does Washington move into the Big Ten? Are they one of the teams in the Big Ten now?
Yep. So yeah, we have a full slate Big Ten schedule next year.
Oh, nice. Good. You'll be around the Upper Midwest then once in a while. So
yeah. Yep.
All right, come and catch a game then. So.
Awesome. Yeah, we get I get tickets to every game, so if I don't have full people coming, I can get you.
Nice. Well, I got your cell phone number, so.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Congratulations, Zach, on playing Division I college football and the experience you had this year. Nice job.
Thank you very much.
That's Zach Durfee of the Washington Huskies.
Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.